Good morning. Today is Monday, March the 13th. Joining us this morning, Mr. Dr. Eagles.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Great to be back again.
You can say that one more time, right?
One more time. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it won't be so great. And you won't be back so often.
But I'll be listening on the other side.
Yelling and screaming and doing everything.
Oh, you bet.
So you brought somebody along yet again.
I did. I brought a very special friend here to introduce to your listening audience, Dr. Chris Hartley. Chris has just been named to replace me as the next Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools. And Chris will be officially sworn in or both on March 31st. And he'll take the helm of the Humboldt County Office of Education. And we're very much pleased that Chris is going to be joining the team.
Well, I'm more pleased that he knew how to get out here.
He rode with me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You
couldn't use Lafayette as a landmark because
the old guy leaving, has to pave the way. So I actually drove the way here today.
Way to go. Our quote this morning actually is a Swedish proverb. The afternoon knows what the morning never suspected.
That's neat.
Well, that's very prophetic for a Monday morning.
Well, right? And I thought just kind of change of the guard kind of thing.
It is. That's true.
Oh, boy. So, you ready for this
roadshow? Yes, good morning. First of all, thanks, Gary, for inviting me out and Brian for having me here this morning. And Gary got us here safe and sound. No traffic accidents or anything like that. And so I do know the way.
Well, remember, it's kind of like the ocean trip. It's not going out in the ocean that's the question. It's the return trip that is always, yeah. So, Gary, you've talked a little bit about Chris in the last couple of months, the process.
Yes.
And then the selection. What's going to be the biggest challenge for you in the transition?
Well, this is about handing off to the next person who's going to be calling the plays. So the most delicate part is, when do I stop calling the plays and when do I turn to Chris and say, okay, Chris, this is on your watch now. One of the things that I was hoping the board would do, and they did, which was allow for an easier transition and started a little sooner than July 1. And that's one of the reasons why Chris is basically coming on the front end of April. He'll have the opportunity to get acquainted with the staff, some of the staff that he does not know as a district superintendent. There are several people he does, several of the programs he's aware about. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on that a district superintendent of any kind would not have necessarily gotten to know. And I really want Chris to have that opportunity to get to know him, because as the fearless leader coming up, he's going to have to direct their activities starting next fiscal year. So helping to plan that year is important.
So he's fearless leader, not Boris Badenoff.
That's right.
Okay. Make sure we have our roles clearly defined here. And thanks for not commenting about who might be Natasha. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Chris Hartley and Gary Eagles, the two superintendents of Humboldt County Schools in 2 weeks.
Well, and as the North Coast Journal said the other day, hello, goodbye. I was like, okay, I know.
Oh, my phrase is a little bit more succinct. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Yeah. Chris, but you knew that about me, didn't you?
Chris will be gentle. I don't know about you.
No.
Hey, listen, we've only done this, what did we talk about, 22, 23 years
now? Yeah, something like that. I think you and Macaulay So Billy's going to be out on the island all by himself?
Yes, he will be. Yes, he will be.
But of course, many have accused him of being there anyway, so it's not that
Well, I got to tell you, Brian, it's been a wonderful opportunity to be on Talk Shop, and I have so greatly appreciated our conversations over the years to keep your listening audience informed.
This kind of sounds like next month's show.
No, this is it. This is it for me.
Oh, this is your final. This is it. You mean he's gonna come out here all by himself?
All by himself.
Oh,
so it'll be a real.
So
test.
This is the kiss up phase. Okay, well, let her rip, big guy.
No, it has been a lot of fun, and that's exactly what I've told Chris, because you, at the stations here, give us an opportunity and education to reach an audience that might not always know or be touched by education, as we've talked about over time. As the population ages here, fewer adults living in Humboldt County actually touch education through children or grandchildren. And so, as I said, it's important that the whole community embrace schools. We are a reflection of our community, and I'd like to think we also help to improve the community along the way. And you've given us a voice, and I greatly appreciate that. And I know Chris will look going forward.
It is a transition. It's not a cliff.
It's not last
chance.
I heard
that last
phrase.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's not going in the ocean. We're moving on.
So, Gary, if your target's 80-85%, roughly, to get Chris up to that functional level, Chris, how about your backfill? It's not like you're coming in from nowhere here. There's somebody behind you that's trying to figure things out, too.
That's a really good question, and it's that transition into kind of both worlds, right, away from one and into a new one, and then got to take care of business at the house, too. And so we're really fortunate that the board had an opportunity to approve having Dr. Kenny Richards come in and serve as the interim superintendent. And as you know, Kenny was the superintendent at Northern Humboldt for many, many, many years. And so we're very, very lucky to have him come on board. And he'll finish out the year for the district as I transition over to the county. And then we've advertised right now for a new incoming superintendent. And so that was causing us a lot of anxiousness. You know, you're excited about a new job opportunity, but at the same time, you want to take care of the district that I've been at for 21 years. And so we're really lucky to have Kenny on board.
And he is interim?
Interim.
No interest in anything other than interim.
He's retired. So he's coming back out of the goodness of his heart. You know, he's
some of these
back.
Guys have a rubber butt, you know, and they just kind of keep bouncing back and bouncing back. And, you know.
Well, in Humboldt County, really? Brian, we tell people they can never retire because we always have needs. Yeah. So, yeah, continuing employment after retirement is a popular opportunity.
We're not foreshadowing? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I think I just heard him say continuing work after retirement is important for our county.
I think that's going to be in the news tomorrow. I think it's there.
Right here.
I would imagine whether you're coming or going, from a position, that one of the biggest things is status quo, initially. Get to understand what is before you come in with the dynamite and the chisel and the hammer and start making the changes. Is that tough for you, Kenny?
No, that won't be.
Well,
for Kenny, it won't be very tough. He'll be coming right into the system, but
he'll be able to just flow in and changes. Yeah,
and then for me coming into the county office, the number one is to listen and learn the systems that are in place, and that's why having Gary there for the next couple months is just perfect. Have an opportunity to just meet and talk about the programs, and the philosophy behind why the programs were created for me is very interesting. I want to understand why is this here, so that I can get behind and support it. And really to, serve the staff at the county office that are putting those programs in place. And so that was important for me to put everybody at ease, that there's no need to come in and make a bunch of changes and do all that stuff. I'm here to serve the group and carry out the initiatives already in place. So that'll be what this first few months are all about.
Servant leader?
That's the goal, absolutely.
Now you can't play that game though for too long, because you got this thing called a budget coming up.
Well, that's always.
You've also got, I don't know. Typically, this month is the one that we talk about whether or not they're pink slips or rose slips or something.
That's right.
The notification stuff, which again is not a status quo. It just is what it is. So you're not really in concrete shoes. Things will be moving a little bit.
Always. Always. Yeah.
Well, how, we're always in how tough is it to come in with a budget sitting there that you have to, I mean, first thing out of the chute, for me, I want that thing 10 months down the road because there's so many other things also. But budget's right there for you guys. Is that going to be your first real partnership agreement?
Well, it will be, Brian, because we start developing the budget as soon as the governor releases his January proposal for the upcoming year. And so it's already in development. But by having Chris come on board in April, he'll have plenty of time to delve into it line by line and program by program before final decisions are rendered in late May and June. So this is a prime opportunity for him to have an imprint on the budget and the programs coming up for next year.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with superintendents of schools for Humboldt County, Gary Eagles and Chris Hartley. Talk Shop presented by REDIC and by CDH Painting. Guys, the budget is sitting out there also, but you've also got some other personnel issues, whether it's the notices that go out this week. Chris, you've got you've also got the number two position.
Yes, that's correct.
That you're looking at also, since John Sapper is decided. And you know what he's doing also? He's only going to be on comment for another 2 months, too.
Is that right? That's too bad, because he does a great job with your community comment.
Yeah, we need somebody from Fortuna. Not the educational part, the Fortuna part. So you've got a couple of significant, what are we going to do here, Team Eagles? In the next little bit, how are you guys going to take those steps and determine, or are things already in motion?
That's a great question. So, yeah, I don't know, John and Gary, every day is going to be a Saturday for both these guys. You know, they got the permanent grin on their face. Meanwhile, we're figuring out how to fill their spots. So that's a key leadership team. So that would be the cabinet for the county, and that'll be a part of my group. And fortunately enough, we've been already making progress in that area, and I've had an opportunity to meet with Miss Heidi Moore, who is the other candidate, when we both applied for the position, and she has accepted the position as Assistant Soup for Ed Services. So we're very
excited. Upgrading then, in other words,
we're
already.
We're moving up. We're moving up in the world here. And so Heidi and I will launch together as John retires, and we're already kind of working on things as it is. So we have a transitionary team now also in play for the next few months, and it's very exciting to have the opportunity to work with Heidi. And she's outstanding. And
has she figured out how to put the wheels on the bottom of his desk yet? Push him on out down the hall.
I think it's part of the transition.
Gee, John, we're really going to miss you.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris had an opportunity to share that with our Board of Education last week, and I think they were very pleased. You know, Chris and Heidi demonstrated such a wonderful package as they came forward to, in a very public way, of course, as we talked about, sharing what they could bring to the office in terms of the leadership. And I congratulate Heidi and also acknowledge Chris in this process, you know, to bring somebody in who was your competitor for the job. But together, I think they're going to make a magnificent team in leading the county office forward.
So what's the biggest challenge that the county schools has? I mean, Gary, you're certainly more familiar with it at this point, so I'll ask Chris first. What's your perceived number? What's your elephant with your current knowledge?
Of the HOE programs themselves or districts?
Just across the board, what is the thing that you're going to have to look at first out of the chute?
You know, I'll tell you, the first thing I want to do is get out and to visit the districts and to see them for myself. You know, working in the same district for so long, we've got my five high schools, and I know them extremely well. I know them inside and out. But I'll tell you, I am very excited about getting in the car and heading out to Oreck and then heading over to the Klamath Trinity area and all the way down to Southern Humboldt and see for myself what some of their biggest challenges are. But what we already know that we share in common as far as challenges is obviously fiscal support and uncertainty from the state level and you know, where our dollars are actually going to land and what that looks like and how does that impact programs that we have in play and how does that impact things that we want to do that we haven't been able to fund yet. And that's the common theme, you know, for all of our districts here in Humboldt County. And we also have a rural issue up here in our county where it's important for people at the state level to know what challenges we face that are unique to us. And that's an ongoing issue as well. So those two things combined, I think, you know, kind of blend the issues that we're trying to work together and countywide.
Gary, how about for you going out? Do you see that there's one significant, one larger one, something looming around the corner there that is at the most concerning?
Well, the biggest problem that I have, I'll piggyback on what Chris is talking about, and he has identified one of his major themes is equity of opportunity here when it comes to rural schools compared to their urban and suburban counterparts. And I really think that that is where it's at. And we're talking, in some cases, survival of schools. Brian, as I look over the next a few years here in education, we have got to get the state legislature to understand that business is done differently in rural California and that we need more support, not less. I realize we don't have the numbers. And unfortunately, so many people in Sacramento look at the numbers. They look at impact. But as far as we're concerned, as county superintendents advocating up here in the North Coast, we advocate for every child to have an opportunity to get a good, solid educational preparation for life. And that involves in more investment, not less. And the whole structure right now in the state is if you've got large numbers of students clustered together, then you're doing fine. On the other hand, if you're spread out over the kind of territory that we have in rural Humboldt County, it's very difficult. And I really appreciate that Chris has that grand vision of what he needs to continue to advocate for. As I've said in other locations, the urban areas in this state, the way our representation is aligned, they have more voices at the table. So rural parts of the state need to have louder voices.
KINS, News and Information Time, not screams, voices.
Well, we have to be the voice of reason, but it has to be continuous.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 847. We're back, final segment this morning with Gary Eagles and Chris Hartley. Doctors are for people who wear masks, by the way. You guys are far too public in your persona.
Yeah, I'll totally buy that.
Oh, fair enough. So, Gary, what are you going to miss the most? I mean, say if this is your finale and he's not going to let you back, what are you going to miss the most?
I'll tell you, what I have really enjoyed having the opportunity to do at the county office is be creative in terms of developing programs in response to district and student needs. And I am going to miss that opportunity to engage in that because that is just, it's exhilarating to see something launched see it in action, and see it working. So I guess I'm going to have to be satisfied with planting flowers and seeing that transition take place. But it's not quite the same thing, Brian.
You know, I somehow doubt that a daffodil is going to replace some of the projects that you've been doing.
No.
And I kind of have a tough time thinking you're going to be a wallflower. Continuing with that flower analogy.
Well, you know, I suspect that one thing I will do, whether it's a formal role or not, is continue to advocate on behalf of kids. You know, it has been my life now for over 45 years in terms of education, and I'm certainly not going to leave education. But I got into education to serve young people, and I will continue to do that until I'm no longer on the earth. So I just have to find my way of doing that.
Mm-hmm. So you're easily be hanging around schools now, Chris. You're going to be getting phone calls about this guy.
This old guy. Yeah. Pick him up.
Some people think they might recognize him, but they're not quite sure.
That could be true, Brian.
How about for you, Chris? What are you looking at the first little bit? Okay, you get your feet underneath you. Things are rolling a little bit. What's the most exciting thing for you?
You know, following the same line of thinking. You know, finding different approaches to serving students, not just high school students. You know, where my career has mostly been based. I am absolutely thrilled to get out there and see what the ankle biters look like and engage in early educational programs and learn more about how we're serving that population and bringing some of my knowledge and experiences to that level. One of the things we do a lot of is career ed development, and I think we can start that a little earlier in our educational experiences too. So looking to push initiatives forward like that. And, you know, hearing Gary say that he's going to plant gardens, and I think we're planting a seed here that he might be available for some work and some consulting down the road. But I want to make sure that he always understands that there's an opportunity to continue working, you know, at the county level and with districts to help us with our jobs, because you just can't watch somebody's all that years of knowledge and experience just walk away. That's not gonna happen as long as he's willing to help out. So
I don't think
excited to hear him say that he is willing to help out. So that's great.
See, you found a couple of things out here so far.
This has been a perfect day.
Garrett, it's been fun. Appreciate it, all the efforts and all the energies and all the insight and all that kind of stuff over the many, many moons.
Been a lot of fun, Brian. Thank you much.
Chris, welcome aboard, man.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Hanging out with you.
See everybody tomorrow.